Hello, dear friends. I am Theodore. Theodore from You Listening for You. I'm happy to be with you now, to have you here in this webinar. I also say hello to Tobias and Monica, who helped me to do the presentation. Monica will answer the chats. And if you have questions, she will forward your questions to me, and I can try to answer them. I think we will work, if you want, to stay that long, for about 45 to 60 minutes. I think we will have four parts, and after each part, we make a pause. A pause in which we also listen to the resonance in our body, because we are not just trying to do eurythmy and to learn eurythmy, but we try to do eurythmy in a way which supports us in the situation of today, which strengthens the body and also which strengthens our immune system. And listening to us, ourselves, is one important factor to this. Depending on your situation, you can also, after two or three parts, or even after one part, just stop with the exercises, say, okay, that was enough for me. And you either continue just watching, or you go somewhere else and spend a few minutes quietly with yourself to gain as much out of it as possible. If we do eurythmy together online, it does not mean that we do everything together. Even on the contrary, what I try to do, and that's why I'm talking quite a lot while we are doing the exercises, is that I want to give you hints, ideas, advices, what you can try to do. And then everybody of us understands it a little bit differently, but you do what you have understood. You are not copying me. You can look at me, you can see how is he doing it, but then you try to do it your way. Because when we want to stay healthy, the important thing is that we stay with us. So don't creep into what you see from me, but take what you see towards yourself and start from within. You will see we do different exercises, and some of the exercises are available on Eurythmy for You, our Eurythmy video platform. And when I show an exercise where the video is available for free, and all Eurythmy videos are available for free, Tobias just will blend the link in and show you on the left side of your screen the link where you can find those videos. And when you click on them, a new tab opens, and afterwards you just can look at them. On our logo, we say, Eurythmy for You, trainings, videos, courses for everybody. And from time to time, people tell us, maybe you don't know that everybody is one word. And yes, we realize this too. But in fact, we did it purposefully, because with our approach, we try to approach or do exercises for everybody. We are addressing all kinds of bodies because we are working with archetypal structures, and we want to address the different layers of our body, which we also can name bodies: the physical body, which is responsible for that everything is in order, the etheric body, which brings the life forces about, that these things really can heal, the body for the soul, which allows us to experience things, to communicate, and also a sort of ego body in us, which in a way shapes our body in a way that we really can be present in ourselves. And this being able to be present in a way is not just I'm here, but I'm only present if I'm with me and if I'm with you. And and I have to discriminate what is me and what is you. And this presence in myself is also the factor which keeps the immune system going. So that's the focus of the Monday seminars, that we work in such a way that this I of ourselves, the finer ego forces, are addressed. And what the ego, the I, is doing is the I can try something. If you try something, you know, you do it yourself. If you do something, you don't know if you just don't do it, if your boss tells you, if somebody, if you need something. But if you try something, you know, okay, that's me. So the important thing is not that you just do what I say, but that you have an attitude, I try something. And then it's not important if you do it well or not, but the body understands what you try. And this will make him engaged and joyful and let him say, oh, I can do it much better, and off he goes. And you are filled with joy and maybe even power. Okay, then I think we start with our first exercises. I hope you have a little bit of space where you can move. And 1 or 2 meters is enough, and a little bit at the side. And maybe you agree with me that we look pretty similar on our left and right side, but in a way, inwardly, it's quite a difference. We don't feel it, but we are different. And one exercise is that you make a little step to the right and try to feel your right column. Let you be carried by your right column, and the left side somehow relaxes. And feel yourself carried from there. Then you come back to the center and do the same to the left side. Put your left foot a little bit aside. Put yourself in this column and feel yourself carried from this column. And then come back to the center. And feel a little bit into the body. Do I feel a difference between those two columns? And soon they will become one again. Do a little step forward and repeat the exercise. And I recommend really to start with the right side, because going from left to right, from right to left, is a direction towards the inside. It centers us. So step to the right foot side. Back to the center. Step into the left column. And let go on the right side. Back to the center, feel both columns. A little step forward again, and repeat. And let's do it a fourth time. It's nice to do things 4 times. Sometimes you do it 3 times, depending on what you feel. To the right. Feel the force of your right side. Let go on the left. Change to your left column. come back to the center, feel both columns. So maybe you have a little bit of space now behind of you that will enable you to make 3-4 steps backwards in this way. Put your right foot, and please do it with your right foot, a little bit back. That's just the preparation. Not very big. Then feel from your left foot the toes and a stream or walk from your toes towards the heels, and slowly draw the foot towards the right one, that in the end the ankles meet each other and stand next to each other. Arrive. And maybe you notice that probably you stand on your heels now, and you're pretty grounded, and that you can feel through your heels and ankles down into the earth. Just do the same with your right foot, a little step backward. And then it begins. Feel from your toes a stream towards the heels, pushing you slowly back till the feet are drawn together. Feel your ankles and the connection to the earth. We do it 2 more times. Preparation right. From toes to heel, arrive. Very slowly. And the last time, preparation at the right hand side, the right foot side, and very slowly arrive. Can you feel these connections to the earth and the uprightness which arises out of that? Can you feel supported from behind and in your spine? It seemed that we have done only a little, but please sit down and now listen to the resonance. How does your body respond to what we have done? How does it do in you? Maybe 30 seconds. Do I perceive something? It's not important to perceive something specific, something fantastic. Do I feel more light or more heavy? Do I feel something a little bit alive somewhere, or a little bit more pressed? How are the lungs? Which role does the head play? Okay, thank you for this listening, because what I often say, my body is also just a human being, and as every human being likes it to be perceived, yeah? And if I feel myself seen by somebody, I get a force out of it, yeah? If my partner not only needs me, but also sees what I am doing for him, it makes me much more happy, as I also only have the impression he needs me. No, he sees what I'm doing for him. And this partnership we also have in ourselves. And even if you don't see very much or perceive very much, you look into this direction. And the body will say, oh, she or he is looking at me. Thank you. Okay, let's now do a second set of exercises. And I've said that we will look into the consonants, and the consonants are, we are not going very deep into it today, but the consonants are the world of streaming, of moving. And for at the moment, I want to invite you just to do this exercise that you just simply put your hands in front of your body and you slowly stream upwards. Just create a stream upwards with the help of your hands. Slowly stream upwards. When you are up there, slowly turn your hand, let go a little bit, step in again into your hands, and then slowly stream down again. And let go with the wrists of your hands and let it stream deep into the earth. Let go towards the earth. Let go and make a little step forward. And perhaps when you notice I step out of an exercise, or maybe even in the middle of an exercise, your chest starts to react, yeah, in a way, just let it happen. Enjoy what's happening, maybe even increase a little bit what's happening, support the breath, the breathing which comes about, because it's a reaction of your life forces, because you have been in something which they like, and take it and support it. Let's do it again after this little step forward. Streaming up. Be in your hands, create the stream, but experience what's happening in your body. Does it pull me out, or do I feel grounded by that? And slowly turn your hands and stream down again. And notice what's happening in your body. Does it press you down, or do you experience a countercurrent even, which in the end makes you big? And let go. We do it two more times. And my theory is that all you need to have this balance in yourself is you are active in your hands and you perceive yourself. As soon as you perceive yourself, and do not completely get lost in what you do, but also stay with yourself, a countercurrent comes into being which either grounds you when your hands go up or lets you grow after a while when your hands go down. Just try if it happens by poor perception. Streaming up. And streaming down. Little step forward for the last time, and remember what I've said. It's not important if you succeed to create a countercurrent. It's just that you try, can I perceive myself in a way that the countercurrent comes about, which has the healing factor. Yeah? Slowly stream up and stay with yourself. And slowly stream down. Stream down, stream down. nothing to then streaming down, but stay with yourself. And let go. Get your breath and your chest to react. We do the same, but when we stream up, we slowly walk backwards. And ask yourself if you're streaming up supports or invites your legs to go backwards. I stream up and I walk three, four steps backwards. And standing, I stream down again. If you repeat it two more times, go forward a little bit. Maybe you have only a little space, then you make little steps. If you have more space, you can use more space. Stream up and listen in your legs, and when they feel invited, follow this invitation. Stream up and concentrate on streaming up. Turn, stream down, and receive the countercurrent from below. So what I do is I'm active in streaming down, and I'm not trying to create the countercurrent. I try to create a countercurrent which comes by itself. We repeat it once again. Go a little bit forward to have space behind you. Be active in your hands. Feel your legs invited. Please come forward again. And now just walk backwards without using your hands for streaming up and check if it feels different. Please walk backwards. And at least in my case, my legs feel much clumsier than before. Did you experience something similar? Yeah? And then we notice, and that's what Eurythmy also is about, we do something here and the effect takes place somewhere else. We do something above and something else happens below. Somehow interconnected. We do it a last time just to enjoy this. Streaming up. And streaming down. This system, or this up and down, lives in many different ways in our body. And one way I want to show you, because it's very archetypal, is that just stand with your legs pretty close to each other. Yeah? In other exercises, you can stand like this, but for the moment, just have your feet together, a little bit like a point. Use your fingertips as if you could point even under your feet, left and right, and find this point under your feet. And have a little bit of tension in your fingertips and slowly try to create a triangle which goes upwards, a triangle of light in which you stand. A triangle in which you feel you become light. And then let go. And from what you have learned in the exercise before, all you need to do, I do this, I create this triangle from light, but I stay connected with myself. And then this movement does not pull me out, but I even feel more grounded. Do you experience the same? Go down to this point under you. Create this two-dimensional triangle in which you stand, a triangle of light. And try to feel these qualities with your body. Light and grounded. Now stand more comfortable, we do the opposite. Create a point above your head. And we create a triangle from top downwards, which becomes broader and broader. When we go down, we pass the head, the chest. And after a while, we feel invited to put one foot to the right, the other one to the left. And then we stay and stand in a triangle, which really grounds us. We feel stable, connected with the earth, and heavy. But still we are not falling down. We just experience the forces of weight in us. And then when we let go, maybe you experience that you are pretty happy that you can step out of this. Again, it feels comfortable, but when you leave it, it's quite nice again. Let's do it again. And let's try not to push ourselves into this gravity, but to arrive into this experience of gravity by letting go. Yeah, this ideas of beauty, we just have to, or cleverness, we men clever, the men, women maybe. So I'm sorry. But this that when we go down, that we leave the brain just become a sort of soup, huh? And then the head just can sink down and the throat becomes thick. And the head goes into the chest. The belly is allowed to come out. Yeah, the diaphragm sinks down. Yeah, and everything becomes soft. We let go. And despite everything is soup now, we are still upright. And then we have a third force system in us, which in a way is the one, these forces, we live from them, but they also can pull us apart. And the heart qualities, the human factor is, who has to bring these things together. And in the eurythmy of the gesture O for that, and the vowels are heart forces. Just place your hand in front of your heart. And now try to use your heart forces to push your hands into the gesture of a circle, into an O gesture, embracing something which you really love. Oh. Do you notice that it brings you forward to your toes? And you are still stable? And let go. One more time. Just use your heart forces to move your hands and your arms around the circle, filled with love and warmth. Oh. We repeat those three systems once again, and then we sit to make our listening to the resonance. The triangle of light from feet upwards. Light filled and grounded. Which briefly let go, but keep the space. We continue above the head. Wait. And we let go in the all-embracing power of the heart. Oh. Embracing those two triangles, keeping them balanced, making them melt. Slowly let your arms go down. Slowly move to your place and just listen to what your body tells you now. What does what we have done in your bodily experience? Does your head feel depressed after all this weight which you put onto it? Are your legs more fresh or more tired? Do you experience colors on your skin, silvery colors, moving, little moving fresh waves? Do you experience pain somewhere? Also, this is okay. All it needs is not even that you perceive something, that you look into the direction of your body. Okay, we can't talk with each other, but I would like just to ask you, can you experience something when you look into to the resonance of such an exercise? And we have prepared a little poll, and Matthias just will start it. And if you can quickly just click one of the boxes, which could tell us, does it make sense what I try to do with you? Do you experience something? Do you not experience something? Okay, I think we have got some, we have still messages coming in. Okay, we just end the poll that we can see what's going to happen, and then you see the result too. And as I far can see it, that nearly all of you feel that the body reacts. And the important thing is, I think you have understood, doesn't matter at all what you feel, but you are in communication and your body will be grateful for that. And it's not just anything, it is specific, but It's the first day today that we work together, and we will continue with this kind of practicing. If it's okay, we go, are there any questions already coming in?
No, there
are no questions coming in at the moment. So if you have questions, don't hesitate to write them. We will, in the end, we will just collect them. You can also write questions to me and I will answer them in the next webinar next Monday. So then we go on to the part three. And we have touched the vows already a little bit with this streaming up and streaming down. And I tell you next time or maybe later what we have touched with this. Huh? And now I just want to tell you a few aspects of the ha. Because for staying healthy, this ha, this lightness which comes about is an important. It's just creating the space in which health can happen. If I'm like this, it's much more difficult for the body to react adequately. And if I'm ha, I'm not just, it's not dangerous, but I stay ha, then the flow which is needed can happen to react. It won't work always, but the body has a much better chance. So just the ha is just, you just feel your collarbones, your clavicle, I think it's the name here in front. And then you just, from the clavicles, you open your hands and you feel, you create lightness. Ha. Yeah. And then you come back and ha, you create lightness. And do it again and you just let it flow from your clavicles through the arms into your hand and through your fingertips and just let it go. And in your rhythm, I will try to teach it more and more. When you do something, the opposite is happening at the same time. So if we open ourselves to somewhere, we do not get lost. But the same thing, opening, it's a quality I am doing. So opening can even center myself, but I'm completely open. I do not lose myself. Please now touch your thighs. The thighs are one of the most important members of our Eurythmy lessons. And it's just the bottom of our life force systems in a way. And now just try to bend the knees a little bit. And if you do the heart, try to move from out the thighs. Just stretch the thighs and let the energy flow into your arms. Yeah? And do it two more times, perhaps. Just stretch your thighs and let it flow into your arms. And maybe you notice when you do this, you start to feel your feet. We go from our thighs upwards to the arms, in the hands and feel the feet. If you now forget about the thighs for the moment and come back to your collarbones, and now we do just the half from our collarbones again. Now I know the name, it's not clavicles, that's French. Collarbones, yes. Then open your arms from the collarbones and notice the thighs react and you land in the feet. Just because we have put our consciousness for a second there, we feel how natural it is. And we feel how the feet and legs are engaged too. Let's do a few ha with one. This one arm, ha, and then use the hands just to arrive and bring something back. Lovely. Yeah, we found something and just bring it back to us. We feel it. Yeah, we approach a little bit the quality of the M. I will go deeper it next time. Yeah, But we open it, we receive something very carefully. Yeah, we bring something in, and we guide it calm. And if you are guiding something, you are not just taking it, but you feel, you are in a feeling connection with what you're guiding. What does this person, what does this bird need, this horse that it can follow? Huh? And then guide it and feel what you are guiding. Some it penetrates you. You seem to guide it, but it penetrates you. And now let's use this for ourselves. We do with both arms from the collarbones. Feel our arms. And now we start to feel towards our heart, as if we would take our heart into our hands. Dear heart, how do you feel today? And then we use the hands carefully. Dear heart, how are you doing? And that little heart, and dear little heart, big heart. And the fourth time, And then let's creep with our hands and fingers into this heart. And the heart is raying out. Heart is light. And let's ray out the heart and light, and the fingertips just follow. They pick up two rays of the heart and they follow. And we come back, we'll just let go. Connect with the innermost part of the heart. Let it ray in two directions. Each time a different direction. Let it become light. A happily raying out heart. Make your surroundings light. And the last time. And pause. If you feel your arms becoming heavy before I stop, don't hesitate to stop. Yeah. We look as long it makes it's fun, as long it things move by themselves, you do it. That's what we are looking for. We are not carrying weight. We are looking for this lightness, make a pause and try again. Maybe you remember what we did with this walking backwards when streaming up and down. Maybe what we do with our heart also invites our legs to move. Let's try to invite our legs to move a few steps forwards. We go to our heart, happily ray out, and let the legs follow. We go back to our heart. The heart begins. The finger follow, and the legs run by themselves. So please don't, because I tell you, start walking and then the heart comes. But sorry for this interruption, let's try it again. The heart begins. The finger follow there, it's raying, and the legs just move. A happy heart moving through space. Don't move when I move. Move when your body wants to move. Let's slowly go. Keep the energy. Let the breath react. Feel your body, feel yourself. And take a little pause on the chair to listen to what is the resonance now. Maybe we experienced different things from what we experienced before. Slightly different things. In my case, I feel in a way a little bit centered here, but it's a space, and I feel it sort of as if my heart would, it's really working, loves working, and the whole body somehow is a little bit of activated or energy. And it feels a little bit like a column, not so much a body with hands, but it's a one thing. Everybody will experience something different. Okay. May I ask if there are questions already now? Monica.
Yeah. Are there any exercises recommended by people with flu? I don't have the virus, but a cold with fever.
That's a very good question. There are indications by Rudolf Steiner what you can do against flu. He gave to Elena Zuccoli some advices. That was one of the early eurythmy teachers. And it's a sequence of rhythmotherapy exercises, and I'll try to teach them next, the coming Friday at the same time. So if you are interested, yes, there are exercises, preventory exercises you could do for this. In a way, these will be specific exercises for this purpose. And here we try to build up the general system, the immune system, in a general way. Okay.
Yeah, there's another question.
There's another question.
Do we pronounce ha with our voice during the arm movements?
Do we pronounce ha? Don't we do it? We do not do it in a ha. In a way, in eurythmy, things are, don't do it for the moment. I will look into it when we do the be, what's coming. But if you speak the vowel, you put your energy into the speech, ha, and you go with it. If you do eurythmy for the purpose we do now, we want to receive this ha energy. So we make this gesture in order to receive what you normally would speak. Yeah? If I speak ha, I put energy in. If I open this ha, ha. Oh, sorry, now I spoke because I'm accompanying it often when I teach. And then it starts. Maybe it's a first quick answer to a big question, yeah, of the connection between speech and movement. Okay, we go on, and maybe at the end we have the opportunity to ask one or two more questions. Let's now, you have seen when we did the light and the weight and the O, and we can look deeper into this in the course of time. that the O is very deep to me. I even say the O is the most important sound we have. And you can think, hey, but it's nice, but if you look at the alphabet and you look at the order of the vowels, which we do often in Eurythmy, then we have the order of R, E, E, O, U. And the O is somewhere in between and everything leads to the U. And for this reason, I want to just show you in a way what I call the biography of the sounds. And it's also, if we approach these forces, they will also be respond to us. So it's not just teaching a biography, but walking with them a path. R, in German, you speak A, just do it as you want. It's an open gesture. Now you can just follow me and I will again lead you through the movements. Just use your hands and open from the heart to the right and to the left. Ray out, far out. Reach out with your body, but then pull your shoulders back and let the answer stream come in through your hands. And if this happens, you automatically are leaned backwards. And then slowly take left and right, bring right to the left and left to the right. Cross it and bring it to rest where the arms meet. Feel this point, yeah? And search for how do I have to press that I have the feeling one arm rests on the other. Not one arm pushes against the other, it rests. And can you experience this quality also in your heart? This can be the growing point, the seed for what every plant does, that after a while, the roots go down, the roots, and the stem slowly grows upwards. And it's the growing roots which let the plant grow. So it's no plant is stretching itself. Every plant is rooting itself. And in this position, that's what we call the E, the I. Yeah, we walk through the world and make our experiences. And when we have made enough experience, we have learned to bring this left and right into a flow that male and female qualities can merge and can start to circle. Not being a contradiction, but a resource, the O. And when you have managed to merge these, in a way, opposite forces, you have reached a goal. You have reached the quality level of love. And then when you have reached the goal, you can go on to the U, to the next task in your life. And then let go. Are you now standing on your toes? Probably you do, huh? This path through the vowels is a path through the foot. There are yes to left and right. Receive. Feel the ground through your ankles. Feel supported in the spine. Bring these forces together, left and right. Make them rest on each other. Can you feel that change in your feet? Grow downwards. Root yourself. Become big because you are rooted. Can you feel how your heels become light? How you stand on your balls? Slowly form the O. Put your love into this gesture. Can you feel how it brings you forward? And then let go, give it away, what you have reached. Ooh. Please again sit down for a short moment. How do you feel now? We've worked, the beginning was interrupted, but we have worked for nearly an hour now. We have moved our bodies, not only our body. Do you feel tired now or fresher? How does your soul, in which state of being to experience your soul now? What about your presence? Just listen. Yeah, I feel good. I feel stronger. I hope I didn't draw energy from you, but that we received energy from the cosmos. Are there any questions which I still could pick up? No new questions? You will receive the replay of today. And on this email, which we sent you with a link to the video, you have my email address and you can send me your questions. And I will try, probably I won't answer them on the mail because I prefer to answer them live. Yeah, I will pick them up next time because then I can show it in movement. Before we part, maybe one last question. Could you follow the exercises? If you would tell me this would help me to prepare for the next time. Can I go on like this or not? Can you follow the exercises? Or, yeah, is it clear? Is it too complicated? Yeah. Okay, in the meantime, I can tell you, thank you very much for being with us, with Monica, Tobias and me. We will be back in 1 week, continuing with these themes which I have begun with today. On Friday, we will work on a sequence of exercises given for the flu. And we will have to break them down to make small things, but we will go and try to have touch all of them that you can practice if you want to, a sequence of exercises. If you have liked it, I'm happy if you tell others that they're invited to come, and I'm also happy to see you back again here. Bye-bye.